εις τόνα Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος. Τις ικανός τα χείλη διορέ και κινήσε την γλώσσα προς τους πνεύτος πυρ δύναμη λόγου και πνεύματος. Όμως το σούτον είπεν θαρίσω ότι πάσιν παρήλθον την ανθρωπίνην φύσιν οι τρεις, τις πολλής και μεγάλης, χαρίσμαση και εν πράξη και θεωρία, τους κατά αυτον λαμπρούς υπαράροντες, δύο μεγίστων δωρεών τούτος εξίωσας, ως πιστού σου θεράποντος, ο μόνος δοξάζον τους αγίους σου. Who is fit to open his lips and move his tongue to speak about these men who breathe fire in the power of word and spirit? Yet I will dare to say this much, that these three men excel beyond all human nature in their many and great spiritual gifts. And in the active life, as well as in the contemplation, they surpassed even those who have proved illustrious in both. Therefore, you counted them worthy of the greatest gifts, since they were your faithful servants, for only you glorify your saints. From the ecos of today's feast. The Holy Mother Church could not bear to see its children fighting over who was the most glorious of the three hierarchs. For many said that it was St. Basil, and others said that it was St. Gregory, and still others said that it was St. John. But it was decided in wisdom, in the agreement of the Holy Trinity for which they mirror, that the three should come together on this day to be celebrated as the three hierarchs, the three great luminaries of the Mother Church, each with an epithet to his name, signifying what he has accomplished. For as we spoke of St. Basil the Great, great in all of his accomplishments, and as we spoke of St. Gregory the Theologian, whose theology soared above his peers, and as we spoke about St. John Chrysostom, whose mouth was full of gold, and whose incorrupt ear still remains, in which the blessed St. Paul whispered inspiration for the Holy Hierarch's sermons. In today's gospel passage, we hear Jesus Christ tell us that we should not hide the light of God under a bushel, but should put it on a lampstand so that all might see it and give glory to God through our good works. But what are these good works? What are these praxion of God? We see in the icons of the Holy Church the answer. For in Western art, the light is placed first, and then layer upon layer of darkness is added to give depth to the artistic offering. But within Orthodox iconography, the darkness is placed first, and then gradually the light is added. The very last piece of an Orthodox icon to be painted is the face, for that should be the brightest part of the icon. For within the face of each icon, we see the light of God shining forth into the world. For Jesus Christ said that we must do good works and let our good works be glory before God. The reality is, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, many of us will not have the spiritual talents of the three hierarchs, but all of us have been given spiritual gifts. And all of us have the ability to show those gifts before other human beings and allow the light of God to permeate from us to other people. And how do we acquire this light? Through the Holy Spirit, of course. It is only through kenosis, self-emptying, that we can acquire the Holy Spirit, through fasting, through prayer, through participation in the holy mysteries of the church. In these ways, we too can acquire the gifts of the Holy Spirit and have the flame of the Holy Spirit alight over our head as it did over the disciples on Pentecost, and as it shines in the halos of all of the saints to this day. But this is not enough. For many people would say to me, "Is it not enough, Father Dimitri, that I be a good person, that I harm no person, and that others think of me as a good person, congenial, evgenikos, polite, nice?" No, that is not enough. That perhaps might be enough to meet the minimum requirements, but we do not seek the minimum. The Orthodox Christians seek the highest glory, as St. Paul says, from glory to glory. For Jesus Christ closes today's gospel passage by stating, "He came not to abolish the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill them." And he said that anyone who breaks these laws, and worse, teaches others to break them, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But he who does them, and better still, teaches others, shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. It is for this reason that the three hierarchs are considered so great. For as the Ikos says, there are other men who have done great ascetical works. The three hierarchs are higher. There are other people that have the distinction of being labeled theologian. The three hierarchs are higher. For the three hierarchs truly, truly taught others how to worship God in truth. For within the midst of today's gospel passage, Jesus Christ says, "Not one iota, not one dot shall change from the law until all is fulfilled." These holy men who lived in times of great struggle during the Arian controversy stood tall for orthodoxy. For perhaps Jesus Christ was speaking to this when he mentioned that not one iota will pass from the law. For within the creed, we hear the word omousios, which means of the same essence, the same power, God of God, light of light, when speaking about Jesus Christ and his relation to God the Father. The great arch-heretic Arius stated that Jesus Christ was a creature created by God, similar to God, but not God. And therefore, he sought to have a compromise during the first ecumenical council by adding a little dot, a simple little iota, to the word omousios. By adding that iota, that small little dot, the smallest letter in the Greek alphabet, an inconsequential little piece, it would have changed the word omousios to omousios, similar nature. It would have completely corrupted the Godhead and changed the entire theology of the Orthodox Church. The three hierarchs refused to accept this, as did the holy 300 fathers of the First Ecumenical Council. And they uphold the truth of the nature of God, and they teach us to do likewise. It is no coincidence that we still quote these holy fathers today more than any other father of the Greek Orthodox Church. For their truth rings true as much now as it did in their time. And the strength of their words should inspire, should enliven, should inflame us to love our God, to learn more about him, and to follow in his footsteps. Let our light show shine before men, that they might glorify our works before God. For God alone glorifies his saints. Let us become great in the eyes of God. Let us go forth and teach others the truth about God. For it is not enough to be just a good person. It is not enough to just say that there is a God. We must teach and truly, truly teach the oneness of the Godhead. Three persons, one ousia, and that Jesus Christ is 100% man and 100% God, which we affirm every time we do our cross. Amen.